Time to meet the meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Pat,
hello to you.
Good morning, and I've got to tell you, your forecast, your calm forecast, not screaming about this and that, was right on the mark. As we got 6 inches of snow, most places. Some places got 7 inches, but a fairly, steady 6 inches of snow fell.
Yeah, and it was pretty close, and we're not out of the woods. First, we have a wind advisory. Second, we have a wind chill advisory. That will go to 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Now, when that cold front comes through, we might get some more snow, right?
We may get a snow squall.
Yeah.
That's why I have it in there. What is a snow squall? Marshall, take a guess.
I associate it with my problem is I associate the squalls when they come actually reach here, that they come off the wind blows over the Great Lakes and creates snow, which for them sometimes is feet of snow, but by the time it gets to us, they're just in the form of squalls here and there. Am I right or wrong?
It's close. This will not be coming off the lakes. This will be coming in with the Arctic front.
Okay.
So this will be equivalent to a summertime thunderstorm.
Okay.
So when it comes in, it's going to get real dark. The snow is going to come down in buckets. The wind is going to blow. And the temperature is going to drop like a rock, which means if you're caught outside in it, it instantly will cause roads to freeze over. So you have to be careful. Best time is early this afternoon. And then once the front goes by, we just fall. Temperatures right through the teens into the single numbers. 0 to 5 below tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy. Windy, 10 to 15 for the high Thursday. Sunny, not quite as harsh, about 25 Friday. Sunny Saturday, upper 20s to around 30. And on Sunday, we'll call it some sun with a high near 40.
Well, that's nice when you hear near 40. Well, what's after Sunday next week?
Well, Monday should be okay. Tuesday to Wednesday next week, another system coming our way. I think it's going to be more liquid and ice than any snow. That's for Tuesday to Wednesday. And then we'll have to see what happens by the end of the week again, which is your magic thing. I mean, I just don't see the modeling having a handle on this stuff. The Pacific, by the way, is getting hammered. The Pacific is getting hammered with one storm after another. And when that happens, you know it's coming this way. Now, that's the problem. The computers are having a very, very hard time trying to decide if we are going to see any of these storms and how they're going to line up. So let's take a look at the new model, the GFS model. America model. It's not really implemented yet, but it will be, and this will take over the old one. As of Friday, next Friday the 8th, it's fair and cold. You're happy about that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next Saturday, I don't see a problem there. It's still fair and cold.
That's good.
And next Sunday, this is where it starts getting a little iffy. I see a clipper over the Great Lakes with snow. And I see a storm off the Carolinas with mixed precipitation over North Carolina. This is for the wee hours of Sunday morning. My gut tells me that, number one, the model's not fast enough. And number two, this is going to change. You're seeing two jet streams again. Are they going to merge? If they do, we have a bigger storm. If they don't, we may be able to duck it again. Just duck right out. So there's no way of telling right now what could happen later next weekend.
All right. Now, is it going to be cold enough like on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for them to continue to make snow and groom snow and stuff like that?
Where actually will they be doing that?
They do that, yeah.
No, where will they do that?
Right there at the site.
Which is where?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Salisbury, right here.
Okay, so it's pretty close to you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do we go that far out temperature-wise?
No, this would be next weekend. Next week.
Next weekend, right.
Next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Next Wednesday, Temperatures are about 40 degrees next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's not too bad. They store their snow.
Right.
And then Thursday and Friday,
Thursday and Friday, it should be colder. It should be in the 30s.
So it looks like it's going to set up nice for the ski jumps then.
Really right now, yeah. Right now. I would think it's going to be real favorable.
Right now, way ahead of time. So now, you add up the snowfall. This is funny. We received 17 inches of snow in November, okay?
Right.
None in December. And now in January, between a couple of storms and stuff like that, 13 inches of snow. So we're standing at 30 inches of snow.
Which is not a big deal.
Well, we're halfway through the winter, right?
Right.
Well, so,
not really.
Okay.
Not really. We're a month. We're only a month in.
Okay, so most... considered a normal snowfall for the winter here is somewhere between 50 and 60 inches.
So we're halfway there, right?
Yeah, already. So that's what I mean. So, but it's coming just like you said. Back, and folks, I know you think I'm kissing Pat's rear end, but I'm not. Months ago when he released his winter forecast, he said he saw a lot of snow, but he also saw a changeover to ice and rain.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we've been going through.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that, and I did think that the worst part of the winter would come late into spring, unfortunately, and I still think that. There's a lot of talk going around now saying, it's it, winter's over. You know?
Who says
anybody,
that?
Anybody, this forecaster saying that. This is it. You know, the back has been broken, but baloney. There's a lot more to come, folks. You watch and see. After mid-February, the southern jet stream, is going to get more active. So... it's going to be much more stormy, or stormier. The good news yesterday is that, you know, aside from playing around with the new copier machine.
Yeah, how much snow did you get there, by the way?
We got a coating before it changed to rain.
Okay, all right.
That's it. And nothing, when it went back to snow, nothing. It was very, very brief. So here we are, you know, they're on my computer, they're monopolizing my computer to do all of this stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, this is going to be a horrendous afternoon with rain, snow, the whole bit, and I have to teach. And then I went into my email, and I said, thank you, Lord. All classes were canceled.
No teaching.
Oh, what a godsend.
No teaching. That is a godsend.
It was a godsend. I was able to do a lot of work and catch up. So now we got everything working fine, except every time I send a fax, the machine prints out a fax page.
Oh, God.
To tell me that it's sent. So do you realize how many pieces of paper I'm wasting? So I went into the stupid thing you know, said, no, you know, to all these automatic things. And I know you got to shut the machine off after you change the settings and bring it back up. Still doing it. So I emailed him, and hopefully this morning, either he'll tell me what to do or he'll give me a call, walk me through it, because we're going through paper like Marshall goes through cat litter.
Like Grant went through Atlanta.
Right. And look, we'll be going through Atlanta on Sunday. The Patriots.
I hope it's not going to stay. I was hoping the cold front reached down to Atlanta and stayed, and everybody who's going to the Super Bowl would be cold.
Well, let's see. According to our computer guidance, Sunday's temperature in Atlanta, it'll be 45 in the morning. It'll be 64 in the afternoon.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
When I went to my Super Bowls in Florida, thank God, the temperature at game time at night was 70 degrees both times.
Wow.
And my team won one time and lost the other time. But it's a lot of fun to go to these Super Bowls. I say to people, the game, if you go down a day or two ahead of time,
right?
There's so much to do that the NFL puts up, and there's so many things. That's so much fun. And you get to see all the fans, and you talk with the fans. Then you get into the game, and if your team's winning, it's great. If your team's losing, the game's a bore. But there's always a nice $300 or $400 package sitting on your seat when you go into the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that so?
Different thing. Oh, yeah, I still have the package that I got from that.
Wow. Yeah. Are you going this year now?
What?
You're not going, are you?
Well, no, it's thousands of dollars. You have to get somebody has to give you a ticket if you're going to go.
Oh, okay.
It's more money than I make in 3 months. All right, Pat. We'll speak to you on a cold morning tomorrow morning.
You got to be good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.